politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sander, a special thanks go out to him. Santa's going to put some extra good stuff in his stocking. Took great care of Allie Stevens yesterday in every way. And so we appreciate his help and hard work. He is our producer, as always. In the studio with us now, I'm so glad to say that Joey Lai is here. You can find her on the web in a wide range of manners. She's been a softball coach almost around the world, but certainly up and down the East Coast and in Canada. She is now running Joey Lai, O-L-Y, as in the first three letters of Olympic, and LLC. It is a company. Life coaching, I don't think, captures it because there's so much more to it. Joey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And some Olympic medal that you won somewhere. How much does that thing weigh?
Oh, well, I actually brought it with me so we can weigh it afterwards. But it's the comment I always get is, wow, this is heavy. How did you wear this around your neck?
Well, it's about a pound. Although I read that when you actually received that medal, they did not put it around your neck, right?
They did not. Yes, that was a pretty special moment within our program. We had decided since COVID regulations did not allow the officials to put the medal around our necks, that we would pick up our medal, hand it to a teammate, and have that teammate have the honor of putting it around our neck. So that was an amazing moment for us.
Okay, so yeah, this was deep in the heart of the pandemic, but the Tokyo Olympics did take place. No one in the stands. Now, you were playing softball for Team Canada at the time, won the bronze medal, which I'm going to estimate weighs about a pound. I touched it when we were at the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce meeting, but tell me about the uncertainty of that. There's so much that goes into this great piece of knowledge that you've imparted, but just in a nutshell, how the uncertainty helped to strengthen the team.
Yes. People often ask me what was the biggest challenge throughout the Olympic journey, and hands down, it was the uncertainty that we felt when the Olympics were delayed and waking up every single morning having a seed of doubt in the back of your mind that the Olympics would occur, but still getting up with, you know, that mission in mind and putting our whole selves into training every single day for that moment that we hoped would happen. Personally, myself, my motto is adapt and thrive. So I continue to, you know, repeat that over and over to myself. How can we figure out how to make this a plus for us? And honestly, Team Canada came back 10 times stronger after that year of being apart, and it's unbelievable. Kudos to all of my teammates for figuring it out, and you know, anything from using water jugs to work out because the gyms were closed to finding places we could meet up in small groups and train together, and it was just a pretty amazing year for us.
Right, I can get the 5-gallon water jug onto the cooler, but you can at the time you could lift up two of them above your head and hold them there for minutes. Right?
At the time. I believe I've lost that skill now, but for sure at the time.
But that's the adaptation. You showed pictures of your gym, which was, I would guesstimate, a basement. Is that where it was?
Yes. Thankfully, one of our good friends in town have a gym in their basement, and so they actually just gave me a key to their house and allowed me to come in and, you know, sneak in if it was early morning or late at night or whatever and get my workout in with a full rack set up. So that was an amazing setup for me.
Okay, so the pandemic has halted sports. The Olympics are on hold, and there's uncertainty. You don't know that the Olympics are ever going to happen at this point. But you're home, or at this home, in the basement, training as though the Olympics are tomorrow, 13, 14, what, 18 hours a day training?
It was definitely a challenge, a mental challenge, but just kept reminding ourselves that what if it does happen? What if we do get to play in the Olympic Games? And imagine how much regret we would have having not put in that work every single day. So we continue to tell ourselves it is going to happen. Let's train as though it's happening, because you never regret working hard. But you often look back and say, you know, man, why didn't I put just a little more effort into that? So we wanted to avoid all those regrets.
I've never studied the way that athletes work out, but you've described this in several venues that I've monitored here. This is ridiculous. When do you sleep? I mean, you literally work out. You do a full workout, and then you do something else. And when you're done with that, you do something else.
Yes. Sleep is also something that we value a lot. It was high on our list of importance with regard to muscle recovery, just mental sharpness. And so trying to get 8 hours a night was a priority for sure. And often a challenge, but there was actually a portion of time where I was in Illinois training out of this amazing softball facility, and it was an amazing routine, feeling like a professional athlete, waking up in the morning after a good night's sleep, going straight to the facility, getting, you know, a good warm-up in, a full hitting workout, then maybe a short break before another full warm-up, a weight room workout, you know, speed and conditioning, and then maybe a little defense, and then figuring out how to best rest to get up the next day and do it all again.
And I want to emphasize to our audience, those weren't choices of either or. That was then coaching, then defensive, then weight training, all in the same day.
Yes.
Is that normal for athletes?
I would say yes. For professional or national team athletes, definitely trying to get as much as possible throughout the day, and then also finding ways to actively recover. So even on days where I wasn't doing a full weight room workout, it was what are the, you know, body weight movements or light movements that I can do to actively recover or take care of minor injuries or things that maybe haven't been touched on earlier in the week.
Okay. Yeah, that's a glimpse behind the world of athletics I don't typically see, but I was so great to see this. You have to have a book in you by now. Why have we waited this long?
Well, thank you. I am hoping to write one. I have some thoughts kind of flowing out into the computer, but nothing formal yet. But I'm definitely hoping to get one out soon, so I'll make sure to keep you in the know.
Well, I know some people who expedite book writing by doing it as a transcribed interview, so maybe you could do that. You know, get somebody who could ask you really a wide range of good questions, and you could, honest, because your words are inspirational. But you know that because you're doing Joey Ly, O-L-Y, L-L-C, you know, and you're parlaying that. Okay, just one more question about athleticism, and it's almost the same question I already asked you. Something happened when you were all training separately, but you came back together, not just a little stronger, but exponentially stronger when you returned together. How did that happen? And maybe what's a takeaway maybe for lay people if they hear that you're working out separately and training separately and you're doing this superlative work separately, then you combine it. It's just crazy more.
Yeah, I think that brings me back to one of the ideas we talked about at the chamber annual meeting, is that we're stronger together. And, you know, each individual part, when it comes together with others, is just exponentially stronger. And we definitely saw that happen within us. And the mentality we had as a team was today plus today plus today. And I think that is something that I have pulled into my everyday life now. It's not thinking about a huge, big goal all together, but what can I do today that is going to help me get just a step closer towards that goal and then wake up the next morning? What can I do today? So thinking about it in much smaller parts. And I think that's something that every single person can think about and relate to in some way when you think of this insurmountable goal that you have and it's overwhelming. And so maybe you don't even start, but just a little piece today and a little piece today, and what that can do for that goal.
Interesting. You know, I almost think maybe it's like the people, you know, that soup up car engines. They really don't rebuild the entire thing, but they change the carburetor and they change the intake and they put in better spark plugs and gold wires instead of regular ones. None of it is really rebuilding the entire thing, but all of it collectively, you know, redoubles its output. So that seemed to happen for the Canadian Olympic hockey team. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back, but I want folks to know how they can get a hold of you in the meantime. So do your Instagram and your Facebook and your website and so on, so folks know exactly how to get a hold of you now.
Awesome. All social medias are Joey, the number one, Y-E. And my email address is joey.ly@olympian.org. Always very happy to hear from all of you.
All right. We are talking to Joey Lai, our Olympic bronze medalist with the Canadian Olympic, I almost said hockey, from reading all this information about you. Yeah, it's strange, as fantastic as you are at softball, it's not your first choice. And that's just kind of funny. So we'll talk about that. Joey Lai lives in Lewisburg. I don't even think I said that, but she and her wife live in Lewisburg. Two fabulous dogs. Her wife, Bailey, coach in the athletic teams at Bucknell University.
She was a coach in her past life, but she has transitioned into grant administration with Bucknell.
Oh, she's doing great. Okay, helping to bring in the good money. Okay, well, fabulous. So we're going to continue our conversation with Joey Lai when we return.
Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center always doing a yeoman's job next door, so we appreciate his help on the producer's side of things. Joey Lai, L-Y-E. OLY LLC is the name of her company. Joey Lai lives in Lewisburg, and we're so glad to say that she settled in the Central Susquehanna Valley. Canadian Olympian and softball player. And I said this in passing, softball isn't even your first choice. That's crazy.
Yes, hockey is my number one love as an athlete, but softball was where the path opened up. So here we are.
Ice hockey you're talking about, too. We want to be 100% clear, because the field hockey girls around here are just superlatively good. Well, you drew a picture when you were a child, maybe 5 years old or something, of you wearing a Montreal Canadiens hockey outfit. That's what sort of you wanted to be, right?
Yes. Well, hopefully my parents won't hear this, because I think it was Toronto Maple Leafs.
So. Oh, is that what it was? Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yes, I just was so infatuated by sports as a youngster, and a teacher when I was very young had us write letters to our future selves, and I happened to include a picture just drawn up in full gear, full hockey gear, and wrote about how I was going to be a professional athlete. I was going to be one of the first women in the NHL, and set my dreams quite high as a youngster.
Well, you haven't been it, but there have been women in the NHL, right?
Yes, have.
So that milestone has happened. And at the time, when you're drawing this picture, and in a couple of years afterward, you're playing sports, but you either have to or choose to play on the boys' teams.
Yes. So played boys' hockey, played mixed softball as a youngster, and in the fourth grade played on the boys' soccer team. And that, for a fact, I know there was no girls' option, and I wanted to play, so out I went.
You're right, and there you were. And this leads to my lament. You may not feel bad about it at all, but I think it's not right that there's no softball equivalent of the Phillies for you to play on, because you'd be on them if there were.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's been a bit of a struggle for women's professional sports in America, and hopefully there's a couple leagues on the up and up. The WPF and Athletes Unlimited are two professional softball leagues, and I was fortunate enough to play in Athletes Unlimited in 2020 in its inaugural season, and work within the league in 2021, and it is an amazing environment to be in, and my hope is that it continues to grow.
Yeah, the WNBA, you don't have the height that some of those girls too, but you certainly have the athleticism. This is just this crazy training regimen that you get into when the time comes. All right, so now, adapt and thrive. You know, mindset, culture, leadership. You've shifted your coaching abilities, not to the playing field, but to the life field. Tell me about this new entity, this business, and these speaking engagements that you're doing and so on.
Yes. After the Olympics, I came back home and was just trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my life now? And what a process that was. Story for another day. And what I sat down and thought about was how much I loved coaching and impacting athletes on a daily basis. And I said to myself, how can I impact people on a greater scale? And the answer came to me of start my own business and see how far I can go with this. So having traveled just in year one to New Hampshire, Connecticut, Minnesota, a couple of times, Massachusetts, and beyond, and having had these opportunities to be in front of rooms of teams, of athletes, of companies, and just seeing that impact has continued to motivate me to grow this business.
That's what the business is. I mean, I saw you speaking at least for maybe a slight stipend or free to the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, but great inspirational stuff talking about people's superpower and identifying their strengths and kind of living in the moment. Mindfulness is how some other folks might describe it. So this is you. This is you speaking to groups. You do this for women's groups. I know we've seen you. You're all over YouTube with this good message.
Yes, thank you. Definitely passionate about speaking to women and young girls, but people in general. I think that there are there's unlocking of superpowers to be done for so many individuals across the country and North America as a whole. And it's so empowering for myself to be able to connect with all of these people. And even if I resonate with one person in the room, I feel satisfied for the day, and obviously hope more people took some stuff away. But it's been an amazing journey to spread this message of adapt and thrive.
Well, adapt and thrive, to define that, we talked a little bit about your Canadian Olympic experience. There it is. I mean, the pandemic shuts you down, but you guys adapt and thrive. You're training in a basement, not an Olympic level training facility, and not surrounded by great coaches that are really bringing out the best of you. Adapt and thrive.
Yes. One thing that I have reflected on throughout my entire athletic career and in life is that anything great in your life has never just come easy. There's always an obstacle. There's always a challenge, sometimes many. And those who end up succeeding are those who are able to figure out and navigate those changes and challenges. And so that simple word of adapt, I think, has so much power behind it. And so when a challenge hits me in the face, my first thought is, wow, that stinks. Second thought is adapt and thrive. Okay. What's happening? How can I adapt either my mindset or my approach in order to come out from behind this better, stronger, whatever it might be? And it allows me to not focus on the problem and to just, like I said, come out of it a little bit stronger.
Well, and you said you focus on women, and I've seen you speaking to a lot of young women. Those videos are out there. What is it? You know, we've, like in Washington, D.C., we've identified a wide range of big issues we're going to address, you know, inflation and gas prices and all these things. They never say, oh, and the fact that girls and women are still struggling just to be the same.
Yes. I'm very passionate about empowering women and young girls, and had an opportunity to speak at Little League at their Girls with Game programming earlier this fall. And it is a problem that I think is not addressed often enough. And often females in society feel less than just because of how society is set up and continues to roll forward. And so the more young girls I can get in front of and just share a little bit about my own story, my own struggles, my own journey, and hopefully help them kind of get to a place of confidence sooner, get to a place of feeling worthy sooner. The more, going back to that superpower idea, the more superpowers will be unlocked across our nation.
Well, I have to ask you to dwell on the superpowers, then. You keep using that phrase, and I think we kind of reintroduced to it a couple of years ago, but I'm not sure you're defining it exactly the same way.
So superpowers to me are strengths, the innate strengths that we have within us, and we all have them and often don't even understand or realize. Something that might come naturally to you is something that just feels like, oh, everybody does this, or it's just natural or normal to do this. But often that means it's something that you are innately strong at. So really paying attention to those things that come naturally and easy to you and figuring out how to leverage those things.
Well, say more. I mean, if How would I? What's my superpower? You've known me for almost 17 minutes now.
Well, I would definitely say you have a way with words and communication, and I would say you are in the correct type of work currently, being able to leverage those superpowers. And I'd love to learn more about you so we can have a deeper conversation about that.
Oh, do you do one-on-one with people if they so desire?
Absolutely, yes. Anything from one-on-one to small groups to full organizations.
Like life coaching is sort of the touchy-feely word, but that's not quite right, I don't think.
Yeah, I like to think about it as I call myself a high-performance consultant, and just helping people figure out how to level up. And whether that is in life or at work or within your organization, whatever that looks like, it's just exciting to me to help people unlock that next level.
Level up, meaning whatever level you're at, go up?
Absolutely.
Oh, level up, okay. And Girls With Game is an organization, or it's the Little League name that you've done?
It was a day event that Little League put on for young girls in the area, and they had over 100 girls show up for it, so it was a pretty exciting event to be a part of. I got to speak with them towards the end of their day.
Well, and well, we only have a minute left, so never mind. I'll turn it over to you. Anything you want to tell us? I may not have asked the most important question in the world, so I'll turn the floor over. What else?
No, you've done an amazing job. It's been an honor to be here this morning. I think one of the coolest projects I've been a part of so far has been creating a masterclass for the Giant Company for their internal employee education. That was really enjoyable. It was a masterclass on goal achieving. So not thinking about goal setting, but more so I have this thing that I might want to do. How do I do it? So that was a really fun project. One other thing that I would mention that had a huge impact on my Olympic journey was a daily reminder in my phone. I set a daily reminder in my cell phone that read, "I am the best at what I do." And so that filtered in my brain every single morning when I woke up to start my day, and had just an unreal impact on my mindset when we're talking about that uncertainty that we face throughout the pandemic, and just the thought of an insurmountable goal or overwhelming goal. Just having those little reminders throughout the day was super impactful for me.
I love that. I'm the best at what I do. You know, I'm the best at presenting the AccuWeather at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to do it with enthusiasm, but not too wordy. And just introduce the guy and let him speak. You know, that kind of thing. That's quite interesting. I like that. You also use some kind of a anagram or...
Oh, the Enneagram.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, that is
that?
A personality assessment that gets at your underlying motivations and core fears. And so often taking the test can give you a result that maybe isn't super aligned, and just having to dig deeper and read through it and figure out what is your actual true result, because it gets at things that we don't often realize about ourselves. And once you unlock that answer, being able to just understand yourself on a deeper level, that was something throughout the pandemic that just opened my eyes to a whole new world.
Enneagram, that's new to me. We'll have to do that. Please do your tags and names and websites again. I wouldn't try to venture them through them all. Joey Ly, L-Y-E, O-L-Y, as in the first three letters of Olympic, LLC. That's the name of the company, right?
Yes.
All right, and the rest.
Yes, Joey Ly, O-L-Y, LLC, and my social media handles for all platforms, Joey, the number one, Y-E, and email address is joey.ly@olympian.org.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. This has just been a real pleasure for me, and I hope our audience found it, you know, just a little bit. Get to work on that book. That certainly will travel around the world faster than you think, I think. I just think you bring a super message to the audience. Thank you again.
Well, thank you. That might have just been the motivation I needed.
There you go. Mark Larson, I should. A lot of things happen when that happens.